The National Heirloom Exposition labels itself as the world's pure food fair. It's a celebration of old variety seeds, organic farming, and local food movement activism. Outside, the pianist known as Petaluma Pete plays. Inside the exhibit hall, long tables are filled with squash, tomatoes, pumpkins, and garlic of all shapes, sizes, textures, and flavors. More than 4,000 varieties overall. Along the side of the building, Dennis Fleming is slicing watermelons for the public to taste.
My name's Dennis. I'm from Mendocino, and I came down here to help out. I've been cutting watermelons for the last 2.5 hours.
The flesh is red, yellow, or orange. One is so pale, it's nearly white.
We've got about 20 different varieties. Some of them are really great. Some of them are just okay. Our favorites are Irish Gray, Georgia Rattlesnake. It's really good.
Sweet Dakota. Yeah, that was a good one.
The melons were grown at Baker Creek Farm near Sacramento. Baker Creek is a company that sells heirloom seeds and are the main sponsors of the exposition. A few years ago, the company set up shop in downtown Petaluma, turning an old 1920s bank building into the seed bank. The Heirloom Expo is their newest project, a place for people to learn about growing food, swap ideas, and taste produce. Maris Yeager is a self-described beginning gardener from Casadero. She's been asking a lot of questions.
Mostly just like what other people are growing in Sonoma County, what does grow here, and different like organic fertilizer methods.
She's found a few new varieties to plant, including a berry, melon.
And right now my boyfriend's tasting 20 different garlics that he's pretty excited about. The plant kingdom is so infinite, it's amazing.
Travis Dodson is a 24-year-old organic farmer in Portland, Oregon, who drove down for the expo. He's an advocate for locally grown food and seed varieties that haven't been genetically modified.
I felt like this was the epicenter for the movement right now, and I wanted to meet some more folks and just see what's going on around the country with that.
It's a politically active and passionate crowd, one that would rather look back in time for ideas about how to feed the world. And it's true. Many heirloom seeds come packaged in a lot of history. Heirloom seeds are known for being true breeding when their seeds are saved and planted, sort of like the plant equivalent of a purebred dog.
These are basically products from yesteryear that our parents and grandparents planted, and they have served us well.
David Kaiser is a friend and neighbor of the Gettles in Missouri, the founders of Baker Creek, and he's a familiar, smiling face on the cover of their seed catalog and billboards. As we speak, several people stop to take his picture.
For instance, Cherokee Purple.
That's a tomato.
It's a dark, purplish-looking, actually very tasty. For quite a while, it was one of his number one sellers. See, that came down through the Cherokee Indian. The Seminole Squash came down through the Seminoles down in the southeast. Amish Pace tomato was handed down from the Amish.
For Kaiser, growing heirloom food is a way to feel connected to the past, to eat healthier, and to build community.
Gardeners are passionate, and it's like meeting part of your family when you start visiting with people from different parts of the country.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds.